I'm feeling a little wimpy today, so I'm going to go ahead and sit. My beloved tells me Friday when they got me all ready for surgery and I was under anesthesia, I wasn't feeling any pain. Apparently there were some things said that were interesting. I think most of the nurses now know that I love them. I hope I didn't ask any of them to marry me. But I don't know what all was said. I did pray openly in my state for the doctor over and over. I thought maybe that was good. But anything else, I'm not so sure about. I want to say just two things today. And there's two reasons I want to say it. One is it's Christmas. And I was going to speak to you today about Jesus being the plan A. And what I was simply going to say is society looks at a lot of things today. Well, I can be good and I can do this and I can do that and it'll all probably turn out in the end. But you know what? When God sent His Son, it's because He knew we needed a plan. It's because He knew we needed a Redeemer. And when I wrote in the bulletin the other day and wanted to share with you more, but you'll get enough. When God sent His Son as plan A, that's sufficient. And I know there's lots of folks, and Marie was just among lots of folks, and we are sometimes among lots of folks that say, well, I think God will do this, and I think God will do that, and I think at the end it'll all wash out. Friends, there ain't a plan B. He sent His Son at Christmas because we needed to be redeemed. We needed to be saved. We needed to be forgiven. And Jesus took care of all of that. And so I just wanted us to be mindful again this Christmas. He's plan A, and we don't need a plan B. And so I hope that this Christmas season, maybe you haven't quite figured it out. Or maybe somebody in your family or your neighbor or your best friends haven't quite figured it out. Life is running out. And what we celebrate at this week, this season, and we celebrate it as believers, we celebrate it every year. What we celebrate is God's best gift to us. And if we don't ever open up the gift isn't doing us any good. And so we need to open up the gift. And maybe you're here today and you haven't figured out, or maybe you've never even been told, or maybe you never read about the gift and how you need to open up the gift and receive it. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you here today, time's running out, and if you don't receive the gift, it'll be too late. Yes, I am an evangelist, because I want people in heaven. I want people to know Jesus. I want people to be born again into the kingdom and be bound for glory when they close their eyes in death. And so I want people to know that Christmas is a fun time, and it's a good time, and it's a time of, I hope you have a good week, and in spite of all the difficulties that you may be going through. But it's a time of celebration and rejoicing, because God sent us His best. He sent us His Son. There's no greater gift. But until we receive the Son, until we open up the package, it isn't doing us any good. And so I hope you'll open up the package. I hope you'll trust Him as Lord. Surrender your life to Him. He is the only plan. He is the only Savior. No matter how good we are or how many things we did for our neighbor or even did at the church house, if we haven't been born again by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord, we haven't received the greatest gift to all humanity. And so I hope this Christmas you'll remember that. And the other thing I wanted to preach today just for a minute is because it looks like this is the last Sunday we're going to be in this sanctuary. And while I rejoice in my spirit about that, I've got some sadness too, I think. And I don't know why, but I think it's this, because God has done great things here. God has done miracles. God has transformed lives. He's healed the brokenhearted, the sick, in some cases marriages. And I'm praying for more miracles and more healings and more restoration and more people to come to know Him when we move into the new facility. But I think this is our last Sunday in this church. And I think this is the last opportunity I'm going to have to preach in this church. And I just think of where God has brought us over the last... We moved in here 10 years ago. Had a bunch of pews here and a few people in them. And I think of what God has done in 10 years, and I think of what He wants to do in the next 10. And I praise Him for what He's going to do. And so, I'm going to close. We're going to sing a final song. But I just want you to know this. We're going to pray over there tonight. The floor should be dry by then, and we can go in and we can pray. We want to pray. When I say the floor should be dry, it's not that the carpet's wet. The foyer just got stained again, and it's got to cure a little bit. But friends, I'm excited about what God's going to do in this building. But I'll tell you this more in the months ahead, in the weeks ahead. That building is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God comes to our heart. That building's a nice place to worship. It's a nice place to do ministry. It's a nice place to gather, and we're going to do all that. We're going to pray there tonight. And on Wednesday night, we're going to sing, and we're going to praise God because it's a great night. It's a holy night, and we're going to celebrate again. But the kingdom of God is more than a building. And we, the believers, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, must be about the kingdom business, whether we're in a little old church house or a big church house, because there's kingdom work to do. And so, I hope this week you have a good week. I hope you can join us, some of you tonight, for prayer. I think we need to preface our ministry from the new building with prayer, and so that's why we're going to do it. I hope that you can join us on Wednesday night to sing and to be sung to and to praise the Lord for His gift. But this morning, while we're singing that last song, come on up, Jess, and get ready to play it for us. While we're singing that last song, friends, I want to remind you again. We see a lot of competition out there for Jesus during this week, don't we? Don't we? An awful lot of competition. I was laying flat out on the couch last night watching a PBS something. And it was about Christmas, and I was anticipating what they might say, and it went on for 30 minutes and never said a word about Jesus. Jesus got a lot of competition. And I hope He's not competing for your heart, because He loves you. He came as a baby, yes, we celebrate that this week, but He did more than that. He became our Savior. He became God with us. He died on a cross that we might live. And so I just pray today and this week that if you've never opened up the gift of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do it today. Richard will pray for you. I might even be able to. And so if you're just wondering about, if I die tonight, am I going to heaven because I've been born again? We want to pray with you. And so just remember this Christmas season, God sent His best gift, but we need to open it up. We need to be partakers of that gift. I hope to see you again this week at prayer time or singing time on Christmas Eve. But if I don't, I hope you have a great Christmas.